Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're in the car on our way to the dentist.
We both have cleanings today.
We have couples dentistry.
Only a couples massage where they'll set us next to each other and hold hands.
Why don't they do that?
They clean your teeth.
They should do that. I've had a few dental things where I needed you in the room. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Those are my anxiety days.
There's a chair in there for me, though.
I know. But in this case, we got somebody who's... new to me. No, you're getting the new lady. I'm getting the normal lady.
The hygienist?
Yeah.
I don't know which one is the one you usually get.
On the show this morning, we thought maybe it'd be man and woman set up.
Well, it's like I said, it's not a couple's cleaning. It won't really matter.
But I'd rather have a lady do it no matter what. Massage, teeth cleaning,
Doctor,
all of them, I prefer women across the board. Is that weird?
They're nicer to you?
They're just, I don't know, I don't trust dudes. I trust ladies more.
I don't know, you liked your last doctor.
He was okay. But he quit, he left.
No, he left during COVID to move closer to family. It wasn't like, I quit the profession.
I'm out of here, no more doctoring for me. Anyway, so that's what we're doing, and we thought, well, this is a time on the road where we could record something, because here's the interesting thing. Most people, when they move, like we did in 2013, moved out here, you also get a new dentist when you move. But we didn't do that because we like our dentist.
It's still within 30-minute drive.
Yeah, it's not far.
Super far.
I mean, it's not horrible.
But we like our dentist. So
we like him a lot.
We tried a different one. Remember that? You did not go. That did not go over well.
No, he sucked. He straight up really, literally sucked. But he did it at Crown. It was right before Taylor got married. It was a nightmare. It was awful.
So, yeah, we're back to our original dentist we've had since 2004. Yep. Same dentist.
Same dentist since 2004. Nick was 4 years old. And now he's 21.
Weird.
Yeah. How weird is that?
17 years going to the same dentist. Well, that's what happens when you like your dentist.
And when he first started going to the dentist, Nick had the mushiest teeth.
Yeah, his baby teeth still.
I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but when he had his baby teeth, something was wrong, right? Like the enamel wasn't right.
I mean, all of our kids kind of had baby teeth that ended up with problems. But by the time they had adult teeth, they have really great teeth now.
Yeah,
they
all have wonderful teeth, but their birth teeth, Nick had to have what, like 3 root canals or something?
Yeah, he did have his front teeth.
At like age 3?
Little caps on them, yeah.
Yeah,
age 3.
That was awful. And that was really expensive, if I remember right.
Yes, it was.
Let's not talk of such things. So we still go there, so that's why we're on the road to go there.
Yep.
We hope that you're all doing well, and have missed this show terribly, because we've missed doing it.
I know.
I don't know why it's so crazy we can't just like lock
know.
In the time.
I didn't think it would be that crazy.
It's really
Yesterday,
hard.
You were busy and I was less busy, so I ended up cooking all day.
Yeah.
And I meal prepped and took some dinners to people, and in total, it was about 14 meals that I went crazy and made.
This Ooh, week's no good in general. Oh, yeah, what is that?
Lamborghini.
Ooh.
That's pretty.
It's a Lamborghini doing in South Jordan.
We're in Riverton now. Maybe
oh, even worse. Freaking Riverton. Fun side note. Oh, no, I was going to say my other problem with my schedule is there was doctor stuff this week. There was dentist stuff today. Multiple weird meeting times. The full show schedule as usual. I got art due for stuff. It's busy.
You are extremely busy.
And Nick just took a dog yesterday that we've been watching, and that just took time. I don't know. It took time.
I've been extremely busy just trying to get the yard prepped for winter.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Oh, I got.
I mowed up all the leaves, by the way, and then they all fell just as many on the... All
right, so this always that happens every year, by the way. You just always forget.
Yes. No, it does. I know it does, but it's one of those like, oh, can they just all fall at one time?
And it was literally the day after you mowed, which yes. is funny. So Kim believes in vacuuming the leaves, not like not raking them, like old fashioned.
With the lawnmower. It's not like I'm out there with the Hoover.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair point.
I'm mowing them into a bag and then putting them into a bag. And then when they head to the leaf drop, where you take all your bags of leaves to the city, whatever, leaf drop.
Did you get a couple of poos in there?
No, I made sure I didn't.
Good job. That's the
Although
worst.
I did step in one yesterday, so my shoe was all gross.
Probably Molly, I'll think. I'd say
no,
Molly.
It was in our backyard, where you guys think the dogs don't go back there in that area of the yard, and that's BS.
It is BS. I'll admit it. Anyway, the point is that Kim does all this prep, and also as a measure of both, hey, it's time, but also a little conservatorship, Kim turns off the sprinklers in September, early September.
Mid.
Because things cool off. There's no real point in just wasting water on your yard.
Like
about
watering
to
watering my dead leaves.
Yeah, you're just going to, like, what's the point, right? Save some water. What, yeah. You know, what's the point?
There well, is anyway, a clear line between our lawn and the neighbor's lawn.
But this year, we ended up having more time with less leaves, and so it looks like you're not keeping up with the lawn at all, because it's all brown compared to the neighbors who are still watering their lawn in October. But these are the things that
we
do.
That's right. It's going to freeze this next week, and so everyone's going to shut off their water, and we'll all be balanced out.
Yeah.
It just looks really bad right now, especially with no leaves on it. The grass looks kind of browner than the neighbors.
Do you think it's enough for HOA to say anything? Or?
No. It's October. No.
Well, I'd be fine if they never said anything ever again.
Well, then you probably should help me with the lawn.
The other bummer,
keep up with all of it.
Thing, or the other thing I had to do to my schedule to tweak it is I am making a mandatory 1 hour a day cardio time. And the reason I'm doing that is because on Tuesday, doctor said, well, blood pressure's still a little high.
Need to exercise.
More higher than we thought. And I'm like, so the bare minimum.
She doesn't sound
not,
like that at all, by
No,
the way.
She doesn't. I'll tell you what, you need to get there. So I said, well, what do I do? And she says, well, keep, you know, everything was
you're
better.
Doing, you just need to be doing more exercise.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not getting any younger here. So let's get on it. And so now I'm on it. And I have had a ton of energy since then.
That's good.
Isn't that crazy? Just 2 days of it? And I feel like way energized.
I feel like your stress levels make it so that before you went, though, you were like stressed out about going
to the doctor's
because
visit.
Because you're worried about some negative results or anything like that, which didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I think you're very excited about, hey, it's not as bad as I expected, and all I have to do is work out. Awesome.
But you got to catch this stuff early because my dad also had high blood pressure.
Yeah.
It's a family thing. And he didn't do anything about it. Like, he didn't go in a lot, wasn't getting the doctor seen. Like, he just, my dad was not, like, go to a doctor guy.
Right.
If your arm's hanging off by a thread, you just rub some dirt on it and you keep moving.
I don't think it was that bad.
Maybe not that bad, but. I mean, like, he didn't use Novocaine at Dennis.
Yeah.
His whole generation, they're weird. But anyway, the point is, like, I say that a lot. The point is.
My point is.
The deal is. Here's the deal.
Do you have a point?
Because he didn't do anything about it, Come age 63, 64, he has a massive heart attack from an enlarged heart, which was caused in part by
high blood pressure.
Long exposure to high blood pressure. We're not doing that.
You don't want to do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Your poor dad should still be here.
He should still be here.
Grandkids and great-grandkids. But yeah. You're going to take better care and make sure that you're not in the same boat.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
So that's the plan there.
that puts another hour into your schedule of time you don't have now.
Yeah. Then we got a daughter who's, since graduating is all on pins and needles about a possible Iceland thing.
Yeah.
Internship slash, how long would it take?
Find out. It's 2 months long.
2 months long, where she goes to Iceland.
It's not an internship. It's like an artist retreat.
Art retreat thing for a lot of game
she'll
artists
find
go.
Out in the next couple days if she's going. If she isn't, I think we need to do a road trip. She's going to need a vacation.
She probably is. Doesn't she have some built up too? Time.
Oh yeah, she'll be fine. Yeah. Yep.
So that's going on. Nick got a new apartment.
Yep.
He got his dog back.
Yep.
His cat is a horrible creature. And rent doubled in the last year. That's
close,
the other thing I wanted to mention. I don't understand it.
It's.
I get housing prices going up.
I think everyone
is greedy.
That is renting is taking advantage of the fact that it's gone up. Because I don't think whoever owns it, their mortgage went up.
Yeah. that's a weird English or English word. You could say, hi, or you could just say the words, I'm renting.
Yes.
And that could either mean that you are renting a place for you, or you are renting it to someone else. It's the same sentence.
Yeah. That's the English
totally
language for you.
That's weird, man.
But then there's 2, 2, 2, and 2.
Oh, 2, 2, 2, and 2. Right? And there's other ones like there and there.
Or I guess it's 2, 2, and 2.
2, 2, and 2. There, there.
There, there.
There, there.
Bless her heart.
Heart and heart. There's two hearts. Mm-hmm. Right? Some guy's last name, H-A-R-T.
Well, that's a name thing. That's different.
Okay. I got another one. I don't have any more. That's all I got. I can't think of
anymore. The and
the. The and the. No, the. What? Oh, the, like the two E's.
Yeah, one E and two E. See?
But sometimes,
I know what I'm talking about.
But sometimes they're spelled the same, like rent. I rent.
Well, that's the same word. It just means two different things.
I rent an apartment. That sounds like you're saying I live there or I own it.
And I'm renting it out to people.
It's weird.
That's fine. Anyway.
All right, we're coming past now. This could be bad. We don't know. We're going to drive past the NSA. Secret NSA installation that's out here.
I don't think it should. Maybe they're recording you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Recording this.
They're really, really... what's all that?
That's new buildings.
Are those businesses?
Yep.
Oh, okay. They have this really secret... super secret building.
Except we can see it when we drive by.
No, we can see it, so it's not a secret that way. But there's no markings on it. It's like...
It's a big
cement
building. No windows.
Yeah. And in there, apparently, is just server farm after server farm.
Oh, is that what's in there?
Filled with, like, data, communication stuff, emails, whatever. It's all NSA. So National Security
Administration.
I thought it was Naked Scott Administration. No?
That would be Naked Scott Association.
Oh. Gotta pay my dues. Anyway. But the thing is, people have said when they drive past there, their cell phone coverage goes to crap. Like they scramble everything because they don't want you to hack it.
It's also at the point of the mountain where we've had problems for years with your phones.
Yeah, but this is like right up here, we'll lose all signal.
You literally jump counties in the same spot. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, which it shouldn't do though, because towers don't care what county you're in. But anyway, that's coming up here. We'll mention it as we drive past. It's really fun for the audio listeners to...
to visualize what you're saying.
Now, what do you think the likelihood is that the NSA is listening to us talk right now?
I have no idea.
How conspiratorial do you want to be?
I'm not conspiratorial. Also, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, because I already live most of my life
online.
They're
going to be really bored if they're listening to our conversation.
Yeah. There's no, like...
You guys know everything about us that there is to know, really.
Yeah, what else is there to say that we haven't said? Let's see, I got a weird mole on my leg.
I don't think anyone cares or wants to know about that.
You guys don't, they don't want to know about that, lead, that mole that I have to check all the time? To make sure it isn't changing shape or whatever.
Next time you see anyone, they're gonna be like, I want to see this mole, this alleged mole.
Because there's, so the one, the good news in my family lineage, there's no cancer types that are like, that are hereditary, or that are, what do you call that?
Hereditary? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is not a thing in my family. You might have some one-offs here and there, except for too much sun and the melanoma. So I got to watch out for that, because that's apparently, we're real susceptible to it, because we're white as a brain.
Well, and it's...
There it is.
There's the NSA building.
Look at that.
But scary. You're white as rain, except we live in a place, I mean, you work in the basement. That helps.
Does it?
Yes. But we're...
See, look, we're getting a phone call from the government. Go ahead, take it. See who it is.
I'm not going
to
take it.
Go ahead.
It's
no.
It's Texas. I don't want to take it.
Yeah, don't take it.
Well, it might be my niece.
Check it.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Tom. I'm with the Medicare Department at the Health Care Center.
Oh, how you doing today? I'm so glad you called. My penis hurts. All right.
I cannot believe you did that.
It was fake.
Not cool.
It's fake.
It's still not cool. It's my phone that you just said the word penis. I don't like it.
Why not? The guy's lying. It's one of those things.
I don't care.
You can hear it in his accent. And it's a number we don't recognize. Hello, I'm from the national thing of whatever, and I need
you. You had more of an accent than he did. I'm just going to put it out there.
All right. That was fun.
Stop
but
it.
Now you're on a list because they
may have
picked
it
up. Anyway,
now
where were
we? NSA is going to come find me.
Where were we? What were we saying?
Talking about your melanoma.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kim has some. There's a little bit of dementia on your side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little nerve-wracking moment thing. But on my side, it's the blood pressures there.
The blood pressures?
And the...
my dad has high blood pressure right now.
Oh,
some
he does?
Medication for that, yeah.
Yeah, but he's
everybody
old.
In his
everyone
family.
Old gets it, right?
But he's old. So
it's like every 80-year-old is on something.
He's 72.
Oh, he's 72. It's a great year to be alive. Hey, the year you were born.
I was born.
Yeah, yeah, cool. All right. Well, anyway, that's all I got to say about that. I wonder if these people that live by NSA, the NSA building, have anything to say about it.
That would be interesting to see if their internet's out all the time.
Right? Their Wi-Fi goes screwy in the middle of the afternoon.
Wiggly, yep.
A voice comes on the TV and says something weird.
Mr.
All right.
Johnson.
Well, we wanted to make sure to get something out today. This isn't going to be super long because we're almost to the dentist now.
But we miss you all.
We miss everybody, and we'll get to a proper schedule. We really will. We're just
We'll finally
busy.
Get to a proper plan of some time to get together, maybe next year.
Vegas, baby.
We'll see. I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
I think we got
a. Don't have that much confidence in.
I have less confidence than I used to, and the more people
the longer
get,
we go,
the more people get dumb, the less confident I am. But
I
feel pretty good about March
good about
or
all
April.
Of you.
Oh, we love our yeah. We know we love our people.
See, I'm just gonna stick to my people.
Our tribe. We're getting pretty tribal here.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we like you guys. You guys are pretty great. So enjoy. I hope you enjoyed the last 20 minutes or so of us talking
driving
over
the
radio and the engine noise and me chewing gum.
Oh,
and Saeed for calling us about your health care. Is that racist? A little bit.
It might be.
They're always from somewhere else. And I'm not
the
saying that's bad.
You had more of an accent in your dumb answer than he did. Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, yes.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. I'm from the Medicare. And you're like, blah, 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 blah. What the heck? Messing with my phone calls.
What did they even say? Oh, I said, my,
your
it's good you call
hurts.
My penis hurts. What if it did?
I don't think he cares.
All right. All right. Everybody, have a great day, week, time. And we'll be back next week with more.
See
for real.
Ya.
On the 11th. We'll be here on the 11th. Let's lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right, it's locked in. The 11th of October. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.